Welcome back to another episode of Park the Bus from the Gazette and the Iowa Prep Sports Podcast Network. We're going to talk some Iowa high school soccer. Nathan Ford and Ryan Plagenkuhl here. But first, how about those Minnesota Timberwolves, Ryan?
Oh, how about him? How about him, Nathan? This is the most excited I've been since it's been 20 years. The Kevin Garnett era back in 2003-2004. This is the last time they've had a team that good. And it might even be better than that 03-04 team. So I'm pretty excited about how game one went.
Yeah, usually you're probably not balancing any kind of soccer with Timberwolves viewing, but that's going to be a new challenge for you this year, probably.
Yeah, that's right. I watched a Loons game yesterday, and they beat Charlotte 3-0. So, you know, if the Timberwolves end up failing this year, at least I have, the Loons to fall back on this year.
There you go. Well, we had some exciting games in Iowa high school soccer. Again, of course, some shakeups in their rankings on the boys' side. We're going to start there. There's a couple new number one teams this week. I think notably to the Gazette audience in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina taking over that top spot. What can you tell us about the rankings shakeups here this week on the IHSAA side?
Yeah, so in Class 1A, there was the number one team actually got beat last week. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Grundy Center, they got beat by Hudson. And Hudson was a team that was not in the rankings last week. They are now. It's a pretty good team, but they got beat 1-0 against Hudson. So Regina, West Branch, West Liberty, and North Fayette Valley all went 2-0, so they moved up a spot. So that's your area teams. I mean, that's a pretty loaded conference there with Regina, West Branch, and West Liberty on that side. So that's going to be an interesting conference race as we go on here. And it's going to kind of decide itself. Regina plays, they play Beckman Wednesday, and Beckman took a loss last week too and just fell out of the rankings. But Beckman's another good team in that conference. And then Regina also plays West Liberty on Friday. And I forget whether that's at Regina or West Liberty, but that's going to answer some questions too, I think, once we see the outcome of that game. So so number one, Regina, number two, West Branch, number three, West Liberty, number four, NFV. So a lot of good area schools represented there in Class 1A. And then just kind of moving on to 2A, Williamsburg comes in at that number six spot. After another solid week, they find themselves 8-1, kind of staying strong without Mason Eggleston, their leading scorer on board there. And so that's been impressive to see. And Max Wadianka has really kind of carried that offense without Mason on the field. And then Nicora stays in at number nine. So that's kind of it for the area 2A teams. 3A, we have Marion, and we have Clear Creek Amana. And hold on for just a second. Definitely Marion. And then 4A, we have Linmar coming in at number... Were they five, Nathan? I'm trying to look back now, actually.
I think Linmar is number six this week.
For Linmar's boys. Number six. Okay. And then Iowa City West comes in at number four. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So some pretty good area teams. Pretty good area teams. You know, Linmar had a heck of a week. And as you know, as long as we're going to transition into kind of the teams of the week, maybe that's where I'll take it. You know, Nathan, it's funny. We talked about weather and how things had kind of gotten better, I think, on the show last week. And then, last week was just full of a bunch of rainouts.
That's my bad. But,
no, it happens. It happens. Of course, as soon as you say the weather's going to be nice, it goes the other way. But, so my original plans to see games this last week totally got thrown in the air. And so I ended up going to see Linmar. I saw the girls on Wednesday night and the boys actually on Thursday night because of some rainouts. And, you know, they have that turf field there at Linmar. So they're, you know, pretty well insulated for holding on to some rain. But on the boys side, boy, they had a heck of a week. They'd beaten April 13th. They beat Waukee Northwest. That's a highly ranked 4A team. And then Thursday they beat Xavier 4-1, and Xavier's a ranked team as well. And then they had a big win Saturday against Prairie 1-0. So a heck of a week for Linmar, and that's why they find themselves ranked in the top 10 now. A deserved ranking for the Lions. So it's definitely a team that had a great week. Another team that's just been solid is Iowa City High. They went 3-0 last week, wins over Dubuque Senior. Iowa City Liberty and North Scott outscored their opponents 10-1. They just seem to be kind of solid and steady. And then Iowa City West also had a nice week, going 2-0, a 10-0 win against Jefferson, and then they defeated Prairie 2-1 the following day. And Prairie's a tough school. They're a tough team, and they're kind of Prairie's kind of going through that gauntlet right now. So, but yeah, those three teams really had nice weeks there, and all in Class 4A there. And then Marion too. I should mention Marion. They blanked Clearkirk-Amana 3-0, and then a 10-0 win against West Delaware. So some really impressive team, really impressive week for some area teams there.
Yeah, Linmar has been on the rise here. That's kind of a team that I think about quite a bit because my first week at the Gazette was the Boys State Soccer Tournament in 2015, and Linmar won the cha state championship.
Yep.
They went back to state the next year, and they haven't been back since. So it's always been one of those teams that I've looked at to be like, I know there's usually talent on that roster, and they just haven't been able to piece it together. But now Corey Brinkmeyer back as the coach, and it looks like they're back among those state contenders. Obviously, it's still going to be difficult to get there because they're probably going to face somebody tough out of the eastern side of the state. But it is kind of fun to see them back and winning and in the top six now of the rankings. And then with that Regina and West Liberty game on Friday, that's going to be fun. Those games are always
Yeah.
fun. They played in the state quarterfinals last year, which was kind of disappointing in one way because you wanted to see if both of them could make a run. But it was also, I'm not gonna say no to a Regina West Liberty game. Those are always entertaining. So, and now you've got West Branch into the mix too in the River Valley. So, like we said last week, that's just gonna be a fun race to follow.
Get your popcorn ready on Friday. That's gonna be, yeah,
Absolutely.
like you said, an awesome game.
Who are any players that stuck out to you last week on the boys' side?
Yeah, so there was a few. Patrick Flanagan from Marion had 4 goals against West Delaware. And he finds himself tied with Cole Engel for the lead on that team, and Marion's having a nice season. So they have some goal scorers there. And again, I think that was a game I was hoping to get at last week that got rained out. But I will get out to a Marion game here soon, weather permitting. Another player, Caleb Gessner from Benton. I know I've mentioned his name on this podcast before, and he had 3 goals against Vinton Shelsburg. And I think everybody should know the brotherly update. He now leads his brother Casey 8-6. Caleb leads Casey in goals 8-6. So I feel obligated to inform everybody about that race going on there between those two brothers. And then the third player is a West Liberty player, Uriel Adrande. And he had 2 goals in a 3-1 win over Beckman. And that was, I mentioned Beckman is a team that was ranked 9th last week. The loss over West Liberty drops them just out of the rankings, but they're a strong team too. Don't count them out. They could find themselves ranked again if they have another nice, if they have a nice week. But West Liberty, I mean, yeah, they're just powerful.
I'll also mention just the outside of our area, we've got a new number one team in Class 4A this week, West Des Moines Dowling, undefeated as Johnston was the number one team before, lost to West Des Moines Valley 3-0 on Friday. That was Johnston's first loss, and kind of funny, it was Valley's first CIML win, which just tells you how tough that conference is to
Oh,
beat
no
the number
kidding.
one team 3-0. So now you've got Dowling, Johnston, Waukee Northwest are the top three, and Iowa City West coming in at four. And Iowa City West plays at Johnston on May 11th. So that's going to be fun to watch for the Eastern side to go up against the Central there in a rematch of the state championship game last year as well.
Yeah, that'll be a
So,
good one.
girls rankings, we got those last Thursday. Not a ton of changes to our area teams, but I know in 3A, the MVC's now got three top 10 teams, and Cedar Falls also got in there at fourth, not in the Gazette area, but there's been some moving up from the teams in this area.
Yeah, definitely. I'll start. I guess I'll start there. Maybe we'll work a little backwards here. We'll start with 3A. Number five, Linmar. That's a team I mentioned. I saw this last week. Boy, were they impressive. Big 8-0 win over Prairie on Wednesday. Get this, they played back to back to back to back games last week, and they went 3-1. So, kind of a crazy week. And again, that was weather related, some postponements, some makeup games there. Wednesday, they had a home game against Prairie that I was at. They won 8-0, controlled that entire contest. The next night, they're at Xavier, number 10 Xavier, and get a two pick up a 2-0 win. And then they had a really impressive win against Pleasant Valley the following day. Pleasant Valley came in at number three in Class 3A, topped them 1-0. And then, then they played the fourth game in 4 days and probably just ran out of mustard a little bit against Bettendorf. Bettendorf is another ranked team, 13th. They lost 0-3 on Saturday. But again, it's 4 games in 4 days. I might give them a little bit of a pass there. Still a really impressive week for the Linmar Lions. And Coach Hannah Clark has got quite the story. Nathan, do you know much about Hannah Clark, their
I
coach there this
I
year?
didn't know anything until I read your story in the Gazette last week, and it's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? She was so she grew up in Colorado and played on one of the elite kind of club level teams. For several years, and then she went to Iowa, and she was Iowa's goalkeeper from 2012 to 2016. She was Iowa's MVP and defensive player of the year in 2015. First in career shutouts, second in career victories, and third in career saves. And then she went on to play 2 years professionally in Sweden. Came back to Iowa to recover from an injury and stayed to coach ever since. And she's actually Mount Mercy women's coach as well. So. A lot going on there for Hannah Clark at Linmar, and it was a real pleasure to chat with her last week.
Yeah, you'd think walking into a program like that that's used to success, and you may face a little bit of pressure, but she just seems cool, calm, collected. Like
Oh
she
yeah.
knows she's got a good team and she's not gonna do much to mess it up. She's just gonna roll the ball out and let them go to work.
That's exactly right. She's like the most, competitive person ever with the accolades to match. And but she just, Marco DeLeon was their coach since 2015, and kind of handed over a quality team and program, and she's just kind of taking it over, and like you said, just letting them do their thing. She's going to put them in position for success, and they're succeeding so far. So yeah, big week for Linmar.
Yeah, that's a challenging week, like you said. And you look at that schedule and you kind of hope, that it wouldn't hurt them in the rankings, because it's kind of that circle of parity now between those three, Bettendorf, Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley beat Bettendorf, and then Bettendorf beat Linmar, Linmar beat Pleasant Valley. So it'll be interesting to see how the rankings look on Thursday. But one thing for Linmar is that could help with down the road is if they get in a state tournament situation and you're playing, up to three really quality teams in a week, and that they're certainly going to be used to that after facing the week that they just faced. So yeah,
That's
you take a
true.
loss, but got a couple big wins in there and you're prepared down the road. So what about the 2A and 1A rankings? What are we looking at there this week?
Yeah, well, I got all over Linmar there, but Iowa City High comes in at number
Oh,
nine,
yeah.
and Iowa City West at number 10. So I don't want to leave them out. They, you
No.
know, they're in the top 10. They deserve a shout out. But honestly, it's kind of a lot of the same in Class 1A and 2A. Team just kind of staying steady, which is good. 2A, you have number six Independence, and I feel like they've been right in that range all season. They've been steady even without Easton Miller, so you love to see that. Cedar Rapids Xavier at number 10, Liberty coming in at number 11, and then Clear Creek Amana coming in at number 14. So that's a team that's cracked that top 15, and they've been pretty steady being in that rotation. And then 1A, number 9, Center Point Urbana, they really haven't moved. They haven't played a lot of games this year. They're They haven't played as many as some of the others on the girls' side, so they've kind of stayed steady there. And then we've mentioned the number 14 team before, Vitten-Schelsberg. Talked about them as kind of a team that's gone under the radar, and I think this is their first time in the rankings this season. So good for them. Again, that's it's a team that's solid and steady, and now they're cracking the rankings. So good for the Vikings.
Yeah, well deserved. And you were talking about some of those teams, City High and West moving up to that 9-10 range. That's getting close to getting a chance to host a regional game, a regional final, I mean. So, and obviously getting that 9-10 game, even if you were ranked 9th or 10th and you played 8th or 7th, that's a lot better than playing 4th or 3rd in those regional finals. So those are some big moves up in the rankings there to look toward the future. And then with Liberty, they beat 9th-ranked Central DeWitt last week, so that's a nice win. And we'll probably see them move up this week. DeWitt ended up losing to Regina last week as well, so it might not carry as much weight, but just beating a team ranked ahead of you is gonna help a lot coming up this Thursday. So Liberty in 2A could be kind of in that same range. I don't know if you have anything else to add to that, or just want to go into your players of the week this week.
Well, I will mention Clearkirk Amana did have a big 2-0 win against Marion on Thursday. Really good game. I think Marion had the lead in the first period with a goal. And Amana scored in the Clearkirk Amana scored in the second, and then got one, I think, in the second overtime period for the win. So that's again a team that I think they were 5-11 last year. Not a team that I necessarily had on my radar that just continues to prove people wrong and have a strong season. So shout out to the Clippers. A few players of the week. Linmar Abby Roberts, she's their leading scorer. She had three of Linmar's eight goals. That was Wednesday against Prairie. She continues to have a fine season there. Another Linmar player. I'll give some credit to Mackenzie Sejka. She had the game-winning goal against Pleasant Valley on Friday. So that's huge win for Linmar. And then, how can you not mention Riley Buckland, their goalkeeper there? She pitched three shutouts in four games last week for Linmar. So again, Linmar's stealing the spotlight a little bit this week, but after a week like that, you deserve it. And then Clearkirk Amana, Lena Evans, she hit the game time goal against Marion, and she leads the team with 11 goals. She's off to a hot start. I think CCA just continues to keep moving forward.
Yeah, well, who knows what's going to happen to the schedule this week? They might change it up on you, but
Probably.
what are you planning on covering this week? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, so tonight, in a little bit here, I'm going to be headed out to West Branch. I want to see West Branch play. They're going to play Prince of Peace tonight. Prince of Peace is a competitive team, but I really want to see West Branch play. And then on the girls' side, pretty good game. Clearkirk Amana hosts CPU tomorrow night. So again, I don't have any wood in front of me, but I'm going to knock on wood here and hope that both those games stay dry. I think we're good tonight. It just looks a little gray and cloudy out there and maybe windy, but I don't think it's gonna rain. But those are the two that all I plan to be at. But there are some other really good matchups this week. On the girls' side, Regina plays Beckman tonight. Regina's 5-2. That might be a team that we're looking at in the rankings next week. Beckman is 6-1, ranked 15th. So I would kind of assume the winner of that game is probably gonna, be well in the top 15 there. Vitten-Schelsberg versus Marion also play tonight, and the Vikings cracked the rankings for the first time at number 14, and Marion's kind of looking to rebound after that overtime loss against Clearkirk Amana. And then Linmar hosts Bettendorf on Friday, so they'll get another crack at it there. With fresh legs this time, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's fun. That's nice. I like the little double header there, more like a basketball schedule where you get to see a team twice in a season and see how you match up the different couple different times. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good week. We're almost getting toward May, hard as it is to believe. Gonna be down to almost a month left in the season, so the games only get more important.
Yeah, and you know what? The weather, knock on wood, only gets better. It's
Yep.
gonna get hot, but I'll take that all day, and I'll
Yeah.
take that over PM.
It'll be a sweaty in Des Moines and at the state tournament, but that's better than rainy. If it last, I guess last year wasn't great. You know, we had some delays and thunderstorms, but yeah, I'll take the heat over that for sure.
Yeah, wouldn't have it
So
any
that's
other
gonna do
way.
it.
Nathan, one last note. I'm going to go over a couple boys matchups that I think are worth mentioning. And the West Liberty Regina matchup Friday.
Yeah.
That's a game I'm super excited about. Two top three, yeah, top three teams now. That's going to be exciting. Prairie plays Liberty Tuesday. Those are two teams that have traditionally been, Liberty was the 3A state champ last year. Off to a slow start this year, but they were off to a slow start last year too. That's kind of a game where I see two area teams that are looking to bounce back. And the last one, Decorah versus NFV, and that's on Friday, and that's two ranked area teams that that's a toss-up if you ask me. So some really good games on both sides, and I'm excited.
That is, yeah, those are great games. Prairie has lost four games in a row, but they're all against really good teams.
Yeah.
So there's almost like a little bit of like feeling like they need to win one. Same with Liberty, but they've just played such tough schedules. So that's interesting that that matchup comes at that time. And
Right.
Cora NFE is about the closest game to me nowadays. So, but
Yeah, that's true.
still a little far, but I'll definitely be tracking to see what happens in that because that's an exciting one. So hopefully, all of our viewers and listeners can get out to a game or two or three or four if you're like the Linmar girls last week. And
Yeah.
thanks again for tuning in to Park the Bus, and we'll talk to you next week.
Get a daily update from the Gazette with our daily news podcast. Add it to your podcast player or your Alexa-friendly device to get a bite-sized local news update each day. Check it out at thegazette.com/podcasts.